Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Hey guys, this is Jamie. I just want to give you a little bit of a heads up that today's episode is going to be a little different from what we normally provide for a couple of reasons. One is that due to some family emergencies, John and I have gotten our recording schedule a little bit off. We've also been looking for an opportunity to provide some of our Patreon content to our regular listeners. We've been getting some comments and some notes on our reviews that people enjoy the fact that our show is ad-free, and we want to keep that as the case as long as we can. And the best way for us to do that is to continue to grow our Patreon community. So we're going to share with you guys today a somewhat typical episode that we provide on Patreon. So anyone that joins that community and contributes has access to early free content every month. And a lot of times that content's a little more fun. As you'll see in the episode, we let our hair down a little bit. I say that from a bald guy, but it is a little bit more loose. So I hope you enjoy what you hear and consider joining our Patreon. The Patreon content's also usually a little bit more tame. I know Thanksgiving's coming up this week, so we wanted to give you something a little lighter. So today's episode has zero murders. So that's a good thing on Thanksgiving week. We thought you may enjoy a case that does not get as violent as some of our others may. So we hope you enjoy it. We appreciate your patience. For those members of Patreon who have already heard this episode, we have something special coming for you to make up for the fact that we are sharing this with the wider public. So be on the lookout there, and I hope you enjoy.
When Shanna Holloway failed to make the cheerleading squad, her mother, Wanda, was naturally upset. But where most parents would question the coach's decision or encourage their child to try harder, Wanda took another route entirely to getting her daughter on the team. Did she really try to hire a hitman to kill the mother of one of the cheerleaders? Or was she framed by a vengeful ex-husband? This is True Crimecast.
Welcome to our very first Patreon exclusive content episode. I hope that you guys have a great time listening to this content. We're very excited to get it to you. But guys, first off, thank you so much for choosing to follow us and especially for contributing to the show. We're doing this because we love getting this out to you all, and it's great fans like you all that just make this very, very worthwhile. So thank you so much for being Patreon members. There's only a few of you right now. We're hoping that in the next year that will just become bigger and bigger and we can get more exclusive content out to you. But we wanted to take a little bit of a different approach with these cases. The cases that we're going to do are hopefully going to be updates to cases that we've done on our main show over at True Crimecast. We're hoping that we can bring you some episodes about some material that may not have enough content to make it to a full episode over there at True Crimecast. So these are going to be definitely worthwhile, but maybe not have as much content. Jamie, is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think these are just as interesting as the other cases that we cover. We just can't fill up 45 minutes with it because the details aren't there. But I think they're just as interesting and just as fascinating. And we also plan to use this time to provide updates to previous cases that we've covered. So please continue to support us, contribute to us. If you have feedback for things you would like to see differently on these premium episodes, let us know. But this is the direction that we're going to go in the beginning.
We're going to try to let her hair down, so to speak. Jamie has no hair. It's going to be very difficult for him. We hope to just be a little more relaxed. We would like eventually to have feedback from you guys and let us know what you want us to cover in these episodes. And I think there's a day coming where we could possibly do a live episode where you guys could communicate with us and we could correspond in a very neat way for our Patreon-only members. So, Jamie, why don't you get us rolling, man?
We're going to be talking today about the Pom Pom Mom.
I love the title. I think we could stop right there and I would be pretty satisfied.
I had never heard of this case to my recollection, but it is wild and fascinating. There was a movie about it where Holly Hunter played the Pom Pom Mom. and I've never seen that movie, but after researching the case, I really kind of want to.
Jamie, a few weeks ago, we discovered that you watch Lifetime or Hallmark movies. I mean, was that one of those that you watched? What do you do in your free time?
All that we discovered was that I had seen The Craigslist Killer.
Dude,
that was it.
We need to talk off the air about your choice of TV shows. Who's Holly Hunter?
Holly Hunter is the voice of the mom in The Incredibles. She's been in a lot of movies and stuff, too.
Okay, so she's legit.
Yeah, she's been around.
All right.
You should watch the Lifetime movie that is of Lacey Peterson. It has Rob Lowe as Drew Peterson, and I think Kelly Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory plays Lacey.
I love how you tell me that you don't watch many Lifetime movies. I think you've mentioned five in the last 10 seconds, so kudos, man.
Well, I'm going to add another one to it because this is a very interesting case. We're talking about Wanda Holloway, who, again, is known as the Pom Pom Mom. Wanda was born in 1954 and grew up in Channelview, Texas. Now, we think about football being big in Texas. There are a lot of movies about football in Texas. This is about cheerleading, if you can't tell by the title.
You can't have a good football team without a strong cheerleading squad, right?
I don't think that's right. I feel like football is more important. Anyway, Wanda had a daughter named Shanna, who was born in 1988. And Wanda really wanted Shanna to be a cheerleader. She wanted her to be a star cheerleader. So she bought her first cheerleading kit when she was 5 years old, and she started making her practice. She turned her garage into a cheerleading practice studio. There were mirrors on the walls. She put flooring in for cheerleading practice. John, can you tell me what in the world a cheerleading kit is?
I have no idea what a cheerleading kit is. I mean, I would imagine it's like, you know, this suitcase that you open up and there's pom-poms in it, and that's about it.
Yeah, so, I don't know. In the world that even means, but every article I found talked about this cheerleading kit.
You've got to have the hair bows, right? So hair bows and pom-poms.
I still don't have hair. I don't even know what that means.
Sorry.
So anyway, her mom really pushed her. She turned the garage into a studio. She got her cheerleading kit. She even made her practice when she was sick and injured. Like, she was really pushing Shanna to be superstar cheerleader. And at some point, Shanna will now say that she grew to hate cheerleading. But she and her mom were so close that she didn't want to disappoint her. So she continued to do it anyway.
Jamie, when she was in middle school, the worst thing for this mother happened. The child did not make the middle school cheerleading squad. So that had to absolutely devastate her mom. Jamie, it was said that the final spot on this cheerleading roster went to a young lady named Amber Heath. Now, Wanda was already not a fan of Amber's mom, whose name was Verna. I mean, her name's Verna, so strike one, right?
Right, that's not a very inviting name, I believe.
So she tries again in eighth grade to make this cheerleading squad. Jamie, unfortunately, once again, the final spot went to Amber. This had to just totally piss off Wanda, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess any time you work so hard for something and you don't get it, then you're going to be disappointed, right? You're going to be frustrated. I remember as a kid, there was one year I didn't make the baseball all-star team for my league. And I remember my parents being frustrated and saying it's all about politics and all these things. But that's really as far as it got. Have you ever had an experience like that?
Jamie, I don't think I've ever told you this. But yeah, in middle school, I tried out for the basketball team and I didn't make it. Now, look, let me tell you, I shouldn't have made that team. I had no business being on a basketball court. Have you and I ever played basketball together?
No, you never come.
It's because I suck at basketball. I don't play it, and I shouldn't have been playing it. My parents probably expected this to happen. I don't remember specifically them encouraging me and telling me I can do better next time, but they certainly didn't do what Wanda did. Now, according to Shanna, Wanda just completely snapped. She thought that Verna Heath was responsible for interfering in Shanna's chances to become a member of that cheerleading squad.
She may or may not have been right. We don't know that. Maybe Verna was in the coach's ear saying, you don't want this family to be around. I coach a baseball team now, John, and a lot of times when we're trying to get new players, it's more about the parents than it is the player. We don't want crazy parents who are going to be screaming at us. We don't want parents who are going to try to fight the other team's parents. The parents are a big part of the team, whether that's on the field or court or whatever, so
maybe Verna really was trying to look out for the squad, not to have Wanda Holloway around. So we move on to January 14th of 1991. This was shortly after they found out that Shanna did not make the 8th grade cheerleading squad in Channelview, Texas. Wanda reaches out to her ex-brother-in-law, Terry Harper. So the brother of her ex-husband, the brother of Shanna's father. And she asked him what it would take to get a hitman to kill Verna. She took $2,000 worth of jewelry to put as a down payment. So she went to Terry Harper and asked him to help her find a way to kill this lady for keeping her daughter off of a cheerleading squad. She wanted to kill somebody because her daughter did not make the cheerleading team.
I have no words, man. I mean, look, I would be frustrated if I really thought that someone had interfered in allowing my child to be on a team, but I think that's where it stops. Like, I might talk to you and vent about it a little bit. You know, I think worst case scenario, I'll write an angry letter.
Right.
But yep. I'm not going to contact someone to have them murder her.
So Wanda saw this as revenge on Verna for her role in keeping Shanna off the team, but she also believed that if Verna died, Amber would be so distraught that she would quit the team, and then Shanna would make it anyway. So in her head, ending someone's life would open up a roster spot on a middle school cheerleading squad. Maybe, am I not being sarcastic? Like, this sounds crazy.
Jamie, this is either one of two things in my mind. The craziest thing I've ever heard of, or the most loving thing. Is it possible to be both?
It is absolutely not. There's no, like, she was going to kill somebody. Yeah. Like, if you kill somebody in defense of someone else's life, but not in defense of someone's roster spot on your cheer squad.
Jamie, it's absolutely crazy that her mind was processing this in a way that led to her wanting to have this woman killed.
Yeah. So you've got this problem, and you sit down and you say, I have this problem. My daughter didn't make the cheer squad. I feel like this person's responsible. What are my options here?
Well, I could kill him.
I could let it go. I could write a strongly worded letter. I could complain to the school board, or I can just have her off.
I'm going to skip steps A through B. I'm just going to go straight to call my brother-in-law or my ex-brother-in-law and having her life ended.
But he didn't go and hire a hitman. I don't know what kind of dude this was that she thought he knew a hitman. Nobody has ever come to me and said, help me find a hitman. So I don't know what's up with Terry Harper. But he didn't do that. He instead started recording their conversations and got her to say on the recordings that, yes, I want you to find somebody that will kill Verna Heath. And he went and he took those conversations to the police and told her what she had planned to do.
You know, like a normal human being.
Yeah. Every time that somebody asks me to find a hitman, I go straight to the police. The next day, which was January 15th of 1991, police walked into Wanda's garage, again, which was a formal cheerleading training facility for her 13-year-old daughter who wasn't good enough to make the team. Sorry, Shanna. And they arrested Wanda for the conspiracy to kill Verna Heath.
Jamie, of course the news found out about this, and they made a huge deal about it. Could you imagine being Shanna, having all of this blown up into the media, and then having to go to school and see people? Now, we've been a little lighthearted, but honestly, this had to be super tough on her, right?
I think we've all had a point where our parents embarrassed us. Maybe there was something we went to school that our parents had done or said that we felt like, oh, people are looking at me or people are talking about me. But this is a completely new level of people are making fun of her. People are not going around her. She's being excluded. She's being bullied, I would imagine. So this made her life very difficult, and she slipped into a depression because of this.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, my parents have done things to embarrass me over the years, but it's never been anything criminal. It's just normal teenage being ashamed to be with your parents kind of stuff.
You sure about that?
I mean, for our Patreon members, I guess I could share a couple of stories.
Maybe we're good. Let's stick to the pom-pom.
Now, she went to trial later that year. Her defense team tried to argue that she was being framed by her ex-husband and his brother. She was, however, found guilty for conspiracy to commit murder and she was sentenced to 15 years.
Which I think sounds about right. And you mentioned we've been lighthearted. Nobody died here. Nobody was physically harmed. Shanna has had a hard life because of this, and you're right, we need to be clear about that. But nobody died here, and I feel like a 15-year sentence is fair for trying to have someone killed. But just a few months later, the verdict was overthrown and thrown out when they found out that one of the jurors was on probation from a felony drug charge. So one of the jurors shouldn't have been there and had no right to be in the jury booth, so the verdict and the entire trial was thrown out. Before a second trial could happen, and this didn't even happen until 1996, it seemed like the first trial happened within the year, but for whatever reason, the second trial getting scheduled, the first one being thrown out, it was a 5-year wait. Wanda Holloway pled no contest to the charges, and she was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Again, I feel like that's a reasonable sentence for conspiring to kill someone when it doesn't actually happen.
I mean, we got to think about where we are in the country. That's Texas. So I think anywhere in the country, you could expect maybe a shorter sentence. But in Texas, buddy, they're going to nail you.
If you kill people in Texas, they will kill you back.
I have family that live in Texas, and I love it. I mean, it is very much an eye for an eye state is what I would call it.
So she's sentenced to 10 years after she pleads no contest, which basically that plea means I'm not saying I'm guilty, but there's so much evidence that I'm going to be found guilty, so I'm saying I'm guilty. But how much of that 10 years did she actually serve, John?
Jamie, she only served 6 months, and she was released from jail on March 1st, 1997. 6 months. What do you think about that, buddy?
That's pretty unbelievable to me. I feel like we put people in jail for longer than that for marijuana charges, low-level drug charges, for petty theft and things like that. She really wanted to end someone's life. So this is, while there was no actual act that happened, I mean, this is in some ways, attempted murder, right? She wanted this person dead and made steps in that direction, but she only served 6 months?
Had Terry actually followed through with her offer, you could imagine that Amber's mom would have died. I mean, we have a lady who could have very well and very easily lost her life, but thank God that didn't happen. So, yeah, 6 months for this crime, pretty unbelievable to me, honestly.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing to me. And honestly, when somebody first brought this case to me, of course the premise of didn't make the cheerleading squad, tried to hire somebody killed was fascinating. But then to find out that she only got 6 months was kind of the hook of this is an extraordinary scenario.
As with most cases that we cover, there was a civil suit in this case. It was settled on October 2nd, 1994, and Wanda agreed to pay $150,000 to the Heath family. So at least they got that going for them.
That was broken down somehow for pain and suffering. It was something like each of the parents got $30,000 and each of their kids got $20,000 or something. Like, it was a very odd breakdown of money, and I don't know how you put a price on, you tried to hire somebody to kill me, that cost me $40,000 of distress for my life. Like, I don't know how you put a number on that. And I'm not sure that Wanda had any choice but to settle there as she was heading into her second trial and had planned to plead no contest.
In 2012, Shanna did an interview with People magazine. At the time, she was now a mother of two, so, I mean, a lot of time had lapsed there. She said that she and her mother do have a relationship, but it's mostly revolves around talking about the boys. It's not really a typical mother-daughter relationship. They do talk sometimes, but, you know, that's kind of the extent of it, right?
Yeah, her exact quote was, "We don't have mother and daughter talks, but she's very helpful, and we talk about the boys all the time."
Now, she pressed her mom to talk about this plot to kill Heath in 2010, but the results were not necessarily satisfying for Shanna. She said that she doesn't really have any answers. She said that she made a mistake, it was wrong, and if she could take it back, she would. She did apologize. She told her that she was sorry. So she just said, at that time, she said, "You need to accept that and move on."
Yeah, I mean, what could she say at this point? We're looking at, what, 20 years after the fact, she's served her incredibly minimal prison sentence. I don't know what kind of dent she's put in that $150,000 settlement for the civil suit. Maybe she's paid all of it. I don't know. But what could she say there, John, besides, I messed up. I would take it back if I could. I'm really sorry. Can we just move on from this? Like, there's no trying to explain it away or blame people at that point.
Yeah, you know, it's encouraging to me that she basically accepted responsibility. She said that she made a mistake. She didn't try to pawn it off on her brother-in-law or her ex-brother-in-law. So she's holding herself accountable, which is appropriate. So, I think it was an appropriate thing to say.
So was justice served for the Heath family?
I'm really glad they got a settlement out of this case. I don't know that, you know, you said you had a hard time putting a dollar amount to it. I think $150,000 in their bank account after all this. You know, they had to endure a lot. They were on the media. Their names are now being spoken about on our Patreon website. So people know about this family now. It's unfortunate that they had to go through it. $150,000 seems fair. I mean, Jamie, that could buy a pretty decent house most places. Certainly help out with college expenses for their child. Although, did she get a cheerleading scholarship?
I mean, she was the last person to make the team. So I'm gonna guess no, that Amber wasn't the top-notch cheerleader that Wanda wanted Shanna to be.
So certainly the money was probably helpful. But going back to that sentence that she only served 6 months, in my mind, that's not really justice. I mean, I don't have a formula written out like X amount of years equals justice, but I do know that 6 months is not long enough.
It's almost like a gut feeling thing. Like, that doesn't feel right in my gut. 10 to 15 years for conspiring to kill somebody feels okay. I feel like I could lay down and sleep if I hear that. 6 months makes my stomach start to churn a little bit and say, what went wrong here?
Yeah, so I honestly can't say that justice was served. Like I said, I am glad they got the civil suit rewarded to them. But 6 months, man, if somebody threatened to kill me and actually went as far as contacting somebody to get a hitman, I would certainly expect them to spend more than 6 months in prison for that. I'm not going to feel like I'm safe after 6 months of her being in prison. So, no.
No, I completely agree with that. I'm going to go back to movies, if that's okay for a second.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Let's say you and your wife, I adore your wife, that you all sat down to watch a movie. Maybe she did turn it on Lifetime, who knows. And you sat down and you watched a movie about this girl that didn't make the cheerleading team, and then her mom decided to try to kill the lady whose daughter did make the team. Would you believe that as a true story? Or would you say, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen? Can we turn this off and watch Tennessee lose at football?
Well, I mean, I think both of these are equally as disappointing. No, that's not true. Honestly, this is so unbelievable. I would have a hard time accepting this as a feasible plot to a movie. Listen, I've admitted on the air that I'm a social worker for my day job, so believe me, I see a lot of crazy, unbelievable stuff. But for someone to take a middle school cheerleading spot so seriously that they would want to kill someone in hopes of getting their daughter a spot on the team, it's so absurd. I can't even believe it, man.
Yeah, this is insane. Like I said, this really caught my attention when I heard about this case, but in reading on it, I knew we couldn't fill the 45 minutes to an hour we usually shoot for with the normal show. So I thought it would be a good introductory Patreon episode. So I hope our listeners appreciate this. I encourage you to go read more about it. Shanna talks in that People interview more about what she went through at the time, how she fell out of her faith of Christianity during this time, the depression that she battled throughout high school, and then now she's a teacher and she's a mother, and what her life looks like now and lessons that she's learned along the way. So it's a really fascinating interview. I encourage you to find that and read about it.
Guys, thank you so much for being Patreon members. You know, it touches our hearts that you all would be willing to even listen to us on our normal show. So for you to contribute a few bucks of your hard-earned money every single month to get these exclusive episodes just means a whole lot to Jamie and I. We're constantly working to improve the show. We need some new sound equipment. I don't know if you have listened to the episode where we admitted that we record our episodes in a janitor's closet. In the summertime, it sucks. It's super hot in there, and it's not the most comfortable spot. Look, I know we're not rich and famous, but your support helps a lot. We're going to use this money to better our show so that you will in turn get a better experience when you listen to True Crimecast. So from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much. Jamie, anything else you want to say?
No, we really, really do appreciate it. It's not something that we're just giving lip service to, and we really are just going to put it back into the show. We both have full-time jobs. Our wives work, so this isn't something we're trying to get rich off of. We're just trying to make it better.
Yeah, so please tell other friends about our show. If you haven't already, please, a rating and review on iTunes would really help out the show by getting it seen by more and more people who are searching for true crime shows. Yeah, I hope you've enjoyed it. There are just a few of you guys out there on the Patreon right now, so please shoot us an email, drop us a message on Facebook or Twitter. We want these to be something that you enjoy. So if you have a particular case, if you'd like for us to revisit something we've done previously, the show is yours, man. Let us know what you want, and we are going to be happy to provide that for you.
Until next crime, this has been True Crimecast.
You've listened to True Crimecast, distributed by Stoveleg Media.